previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Well, Lindley, and just because I called you on Algoa FM Breakfast, we've calling up somebody on the line this morning who's standing by to talk to us. Hello, Lee.
Not Muso Bianca LaGrange.
No.
Another LaGrange.
Another LaGrange. Another famous LaGrange.
I don't know how well she sings.
For almost two decades, Zelda LaGrange stood aside Nelson Mandela as his closest assistant. And we have her on the line this morning to talk about her new book, which she has launched. Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. Hello, Zelda.
Good morning, team. And now Bianca sings much better than I do.
I have to ask this question before we get into the book. Yeah. How did you get the job as PA to Nelson Mandela?
Well, I was at the right place at the right time. I believe in fate. After the story, I was at the Union Buildings for an interview, and Madiba's private secretary at the time, Mary, she needed an assistant, and our paths crossed at that particular moment. And I ended up working for her, and until Madiba then noticed me and, you know, just started working very hard. So, that's how the journey started.
Sure, that is definitely fate right there. But also, you know, it speaks to one doing their absolute best at all times because someone is always watching. So I think you were prepared for that opportunity, Zelda.
I cannot agree more with you, Lee. I think, what is very important for people to learn from my story is that anything is possible if you give your utmost best. And that's something that my parents actually taught me from a very young age. Mm. So we do things with complete conviction or not at all.
That's it.
I was just very lucky that my path crossed with, you know, someone like Nelson Mandela. But I still maintain that ethos in life that, you know, do everything with complete conviction. Then things will happen for you.
All right. Tell us a story about what sparked the decision to write this new book now.
Well, what Nelson Mandela taught me is about my journey after Madiba's passing and really trying to understand what the lessons are that I learned from him. And this is my lived reality, you know, and many people will be able to relate with many of the things, you know, interpersonal relationships issues that I struggle with. So they say the best way to learn or the cheapest way to learn is through someone's mistakes. So I document, my mistakes and what I've learned from my experiences. The lessons that I've learned from Madiba are, endless, but I try in this book, to explain to people how we can adapt some of the things that I've learned from Nelson Mandela to make our lives and the country a little better for all of us.
Zelda, I mean, yeah, you know, you're reflecting on those profound lessons and so on from your time with Madiba, but there've been dramatic shifts since, his era, whether it's the pandemic that we've just experienced, the economical challenges or the evolving political landscape, especially within the ANC. Do you believe that the principles and the teachings that Madiba stood for still hold relevance today? And having said that, I mean, how do you think they can guide us through the current complexities?
You know, we all are firsthand witnesses to the legacy of Nelson Mandela because we all lived at the same time as him. And I think, you know, the thing that I've heard him say most often over 19 years is that it's easier to change others than to change yourself. So I feel as frustrated, as people with where we are, sometimes as a country, you know, things happening and that could be very discouraging. But then I go back to Madiba's lessons and I think to myself, well, you know, we have this great leader. We all revere him. What can I do in my small world, in my personal capacity to change the circumstances around me? And the lessons that I've learned and the relevance of his legacy, I'm trying exactly to explain in this book. If we adapt all of those things, we can't change the big political movements in the country, but we can control our own environment. Things like viewing things from all sides, to choose what's best not only for you but for everyone around you, and how ordinary people can change your life. These are things that I describe in my book that I hope people will take from to give them a bit more courage and hope for the future of South Africa.
I mean, Zelda, many South Africans obviously feel a deep sense of loss, not only for Nelson Mandela himself, but for the vision of the country he worked so hard to achieve. How do you address that sentiment in your book, and what message do you have for those still trying to hold onto his ideals today?
Well, that's the thing. You know, ideals weren't only, weren't only really attached to him personally. The ideals are still there. We need to change those ideals or make sure that those ideals are materialized. So, you know, I feel discouraged on many days about things happening, but we are in a new era in South Africa. And, you know, the one thing from Nelson Mandela, and I document this in what Nelson Mandela taught me, is that he woke up every morning in prison, you know, for the 27 years, determined to make a difference every day, to stay focused on the things that he wanted to achieve, you know, to learn from the experiences and to seek very many divergent voices around him and learn from the experiences of the people around him. So there's those things, you know, that we can keep doing in our own lives and in a way, you know, live Madiba's reality and live those ideals and make sure that we continue on the dream that he had for us all.
Yeah, strong words there. Sure. Very strong words there from Zelda.
The book is called What Nelson Mandela Taught Me, A Timeless Lessons on Leadership and Life by Zelda LaGrange. Zelda, where can folk get their hands on a copy of this book?
Well, at any good bookstores, and it's also available you know, on the online platforms. There's also a Kindle version available. And Amazon and but all good bookstores, exclusive books, and so I have them definitely in store already.
All right, Zelda, thank you so much for joining us on Algo FM Breakfast this morning. I don't know if you've had your you've obviously had your morning coffee. I think maybe go into the shower and you can go sing.
Thank you. I'm going to try. Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good one.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.